Well, springtime is here. More activity going on outdoors these days, and in some cases that may involve digging. April is National Safe Digging Month, and also the Iowa Utilities Board wanted to take this time early here in the spring season to remind folks about Iowa One Call, and just to remind contractors and residents that Iowa law does require calling 811 or scheduling a utility location request before you start any digging work. A call to 811 is free, and they remind you that it is also the law. So whether you're a resident who looks to perhaps install a fence, a mailbox, even a basketball hoop, or if you're a professional excavator or contractor handling a project for a homeowner, that call to 811 or submitting information online through iowaonecall.com notifies operators with underground utility facilities that you have an intent to dig in that area. And Iowa law does require that any resident or excavator needs to do that. Call 811 or Iowa One Call a minimum of 2 business days before you start digging. That way you can prevent serious injuries, utility service interruptions, and possible costly repairs that could occur when buried gas, electric, communications, water, or sewer lines are damaged. Now, once that locate request is submitted, utility companies will then visit the project site to mark the underground utilities with color-coded flags and paint that indicate where utility lines are buried. And the Iowa Utilities Board does recommend a few steps before you start any digging project. First, plan ahead and always call 811 at least 48 hours before you start digging anywhere. Also consider relocating any digging project that might be near those utility line markings. And do confirm that any contractor that you may have hired has called 811. Don't allow digging if those utility lines aren't already marked. Now, the One Call program is one that there's a damage program in the state as well designed to prevent damage to underground utility infrastructure. And Iowa's role in the One Call program grant opportunity designed to promote damage prevention, including changes with Iowa's underground damage prevention laws and other issues as well. The Iowa Attorney General's Office does enforce the Iowa One Call law, and the Iowa Utilities Board assists to help investigate any One Call complaints. The Iowa 811 call center is available to receive locate requests and to assist with damage prevention needs. And you can find out a whole lot more online as well. Very important, of course, to follow through on these processes because it's not just about the potential of disrupting service for folks. You could also be injured as well, depending upon what you might dig into. It used to be that maybe you might find an underground sewer line or something of that nature. But nowadays, so many more things are underground. That not just including the things like our electrical lines, but telephone lines, fiber optic lines. There's so much that is buried these days. It's very important to, especially in the spring season, as we start to get outside again, just as a reminder to think about doing those things. So don't assume that you know what's below the ground. In fact, if you go to iowaonecall.com, you're going to find a pretty comprehensive site. You don't need to make the phone call to 811 if you go online because you can submit your ticket there as well to be able to get those locates done. And they also have plenty of information there for you as well. Like, for example, before you contact Iowa One Call with that locate request, just understand that there are going to be some questions that are going to be asked. All right, so if you're making that phone call, remember, they're going to want your name, your address, and your phone number, all that important information. They're also going to want to know what type of work that you'll be doing, whether it's planting a tree, installing a fence, putting in a new mailbox, those types of things. Also, they want to know the dig location's address, city, county, and nearest intersecting street. Now, at that dig location, they want to know where you'll be digging. Like, for example, is it on the east side of a house, within a 5-foot radius of a white stake, something along those lines. And then also they want to know when you'll be digging, if it's in the next 3 days, the next week. They want to know those things as well. And they do have a homeowner's brochure. You can check out a homeowner's guide brochure that they have published as well, and they've got that available. It includes all kinds of information, the information we just talked about. It gives you an idea of what types of locates are required within a city, outside of city limits. It also reminds us about the all of the different things. If you're going to do any excavating at all, as we said, putting up a fence, maybe a clothesline, pounding stakes or posts into the ground, planting trees or shrubs, building a patio, any kind of home addition, a deck, a foundation, replacing or putting in a new driveway or sidewalk, doing any terracing or landscaping, perhaps installing a septic system or water drainage systems. Those are reasons to call Iowa One Call. Now, there are also explanations of how One Call actually works, the hazards and liabilities of not using Iowa One Call, because those are many as well, and some graphics there, too. You can really kind of get a feeling for just how many different things might be buried underneath your front and back lawns. So it's important to make those calls. They also have some different color codings there as well, so that folks kind of have a pretty good idea. When you do make that one call request and they do come out and do those markings, those underground facilities are marked according to the APWA color code. So it is helpful for you to outline your proposed excavation site in white paint or with white flags to reduce any confusion as to where that proposed excavation might occur. If they use the red flags, that indicates electric power lines, cables, conduit, and lighting cables. If they use yellow flags, they're indicating gas, oil, steam, petroleum, or any gaseous materials. If they plant the orange flags, that's for communication, alarm, or signal lines, cables, or conduit. Blue flags indicate water, irrigation, and slurry lines. Green flags indicate sewers and drainage lines. Pink flags are temporary survey markings. The white is the proposed excavation, and any purple flags would be the reclaimed water. So those are some of the things that you need to be aware of, too. That's what those markings do indicate. Now, also a few other things to remember, just as a review, that you do need to call, contact Iowa One Call at least 48 hours, and that doesn't include weekends and holidays. You need to do that in advance of when you plan to do the dig, and they will be out rather quickly to take care of those markings. And again, either make that call to 811 or go online to iowaonecall.com. Now, once you do that and they come out and make those markings, then that ticket is valid for 20 calendar days from the time of your call. So always make sure you check the yard markings and Iowa One Call positive response ticket status before you start doing that excavation. Now, there might be some things that don't get marked, too. Only the buried facilities that are registered with Iowa One Call will be located and marked. Private facilities are not marked for locates, and that can include LP gas lines, sprinkler systems that you might have in your home, gas grill lines, or other types of things like that. So homeowners can call private locating companies to have those private facilities marked. And then also remember there's a tolerance zone as well. They suggest that paint and flag markings are approximate. The tolerance zone is supposed to be 18 inches on either side of the markings. So you should hand dig with caution in the tolerance zone to expose the facility. Now, best practices, they say, are derived from existing multi-industry governmental and public practices that are determined to be best in enhancing safety through rigorous review and evaluation processes that have been developed. So you can check those out as well. And the process for safe digging also, they said, first of all, the homeowner does file the locate request, so you need to do that. Then Iowa One Call processes and submits the locate request to facility operators. The next step, the facility operators will come out, mark the proposed dig site with paint and with flags, and then the fourth step, of course, is when the homeowner digs with care, avoiding any damages. And if you'd like to know more, again, go to iowaonecall.com and you can find out all kinds of information. We shared information from the homeowner's site. Now, they also have sites there for professional excavators, for facility operators, and also for farmers as well. So you have some different topics to take a look at just to be on the safe side to know what is expected when you're going to be doing any kind of projects in any of those locations. So again, spring season, it is that time where we start to think about getting out, maybe doing some of those outdoor projects. It may not seem like you're doing a lot. Even the shallowest of digs could run into some things underground. So do make that call, 811, or go online to iowaonecall.com to make sure you get those locates taken care of. Make sure everything gets done in a safe manner. Make sure you don't anger the neighbors by cutting off their services, and also avoid any injuries that could occur from cutting into something you don't want to be into. And there's also that little matter of, too, the fines that are involved in not making the one call and then doing some damage to some of those underground services. So all things to keep in mind. Be safe, be prepared, and be ready to dial 811 or go to iowaonecall.com this spring if you're going to be outside doing some of those digging projects.